Please take your seats.
This year's gathering of world leaders started on a somber note. The UN Secretary-General highlighting the growing list of global problems, COVID-19, the climate crisis and conflicts, all of them, he said, getting worse.
I'm here to sound the alarm. The world must wake up. We are on the edge of an abyss and moving in the wrong direction. Our world has never been more threatened or more divided. We face the greatest cascade of crises in our lifetimes.
This was the first UN General Assembly attended by President Joe Biden, speaking just weeks after the Taliban takeover in Kabul, a war that in effect led to a US defeat. He laid out his strategy on future US military involvement.
US military power must be our tool of last resort, not our first. It should not be used as an answer to every problem we see around the world. We've ended 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan. And as we close this period of relentless war, we're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy, of using the power of our development aid to invest in new ways of lifting people up around the world.
As he spoke, there was just one mid-level French diplomat listening, France incensed by Australia's decision to buy nuclear submarine technology from the US and the UK. After his speech, Biden met with Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, saying the US had no closer or more reliable ally. In his speech, President Biden didn't speak much about the way forward in Afghanistan. On Wednesday, the foreign ministers of the G20 group of countries and then the five permanent members of the Security Council, their foreign ministers, will discuss how to deal with the Taliban. The reality, though, is the international community has very limited leverage on the new rulers in Kabul. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.